Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Ashley Burden from Coterie Insurance. I want to welcome you and thank you for taking some time to come and learn a little bit more about Cincy, our awesome partner here at Coterie, and as well as Coterie, and kind of understand the partnership and what we're doing to work together to really improve and the lives of independent agents and make your workflows more efficient. So again, my name is Ashley, and we'll bring in our panelists in just a second here. So the first one up from the Cincy side is Zach Yurt. And Zach is the head of revenue at Cincy. So I'll let him introduce himself. If you want to go ahead, Zach, and introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about Cincy.
Sure. So I'm Zach Yurch. As Ashley said, I'm the head of revenue here at Cincy. Cincy is a small commercial rater, right? So we help independent agencies compare different carriers like Coterie, although Coterie is a lot easier to integrate with than most. You know, you guys are great to give small commercial, you know, businesses a chance to have the same options as the big guys, right?
Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Zach. And we'll jump into that a little bit more lately, exactly how Cincy helps independent agents. And then next we'll bring in Becky. She's from the Coterie Insurance side. She's our Director of Digital Accounts and Partnerships. So Becky, would you like to introduce yourself? You might have a little difficulty getting her in there, but as soon as Becky and joins us. Yeah, she's having just a second, but we'll introduce her in a moment. So while I just have you, Zach, I would love to hear, maybe start off with the name Cincy. I mean, we hear that name and it's you've gained a lot of brand recognition, but where did the name come from? Any kind of tidbits you want to tell us about the name?
Yeah, so the marketing, whoever came up with the Cincy name is a genius. I'm not quite sure who it was on our end. I'll give Elizabeth credit. She's you know, heads up our marketing department, but okay. I think it was around before her. So it comes from the acronym SEMCI. It's SEMCI. It's single entry multiple company interface. Ooh. So it's actually like a term that's been around for a super long time. It's not just insurance specific, yeah, but a lot of people have heard it, and ours is SEMSEE, as you see on the screen, right? Mm-hmm. So every time one of our sales guys calls an agent, they say, have you heard of Cincy? Usually it's the SEMCI version, but they say yes either way. So we just go ahead and assume it's us. You know? So it's a great in.
I like that. That is very cool. A very, very unique take on the term. Very cool. Well, we have Becky in now. So thank you, Becky, for joining us. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, Becky Monfrey. I am one of the directors of digital partnerships here at Coterie. And we work with companies like Cincy to bring our commercial MGA product to independent agents and wholesale markets alike to be able to just really focus in and offer an easy way to do business and really scale small commercial.
Awesome. Thanks for that intro, Becky. And just as you were joining, we were actually having some fun with Zach talking about the Cincy name. So do you want to give like a little bit of background on the Coterie name and maybe like your the most unique pronunciation that you've heard of Coterie?
Yes. Yeah. So Coterie, I think typically the most commonly said Coterie is Coterie. We hear that a lot. And it's funny, too, because that, you know, I don't ever correct, but I always make sure to pronounce it correctly in meetings. And sometimes it's just not rolling off the tongue for other people. So Coterie, I think by definition is a group of like-minded individuals. So our kind of internal mascot is a prairie dog, because a group of prairie dogs is also known as a Coterie. And as a group, we also call ourselves Coterians as well here at Coterie. So yes, that's what Coterie is. But the like-mindedness is like trying to digitize and make insurance, small commercial insurance in particular, simple and fast.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Becky. Thanks for explaining that. And on a unique thing on the more SEO or branding name, there's also a diaper company by the same name. So we have a lot of fun competing with them in Google rankings. So.
Yes. So if your phones are listening right now, you may also see diaper ads.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than likely. So have fun with that. But anyway, so just kind of jumping into it, and I'll start with you, Becky, and we kind of teed this up at the beginning, but just kind of give us the 360 view of how does Coterie interact with independent agents today?
So we really offer independent agents the ability to make money on a small commercial business. So a lot of times small commercial is something that every agency needs, has a market for, even personal lines agencies, right? They're super focused on trying to scale, get personal lines in the door, but we've got a business owner, right? Our best personal lines clients are often small business owners, and Coterie really focuses on getting a quick, fast, easy quote to our agents, our wholesale markets, as easy as possible. And so part of being as easy as possible is also working with platforms like SMCE here to make sure that, you know, instead of going to 4 agency portals, as much as we would, our carrier portals, as much as we would love for you to only come to Coterie, we realize that that's not the most efficient way for you to do business and make money with small commercial business. So that's why we've partnered with folks like SMCE to quickly scale small commercial business.
Yeah. Awesome. Great, great explanation there. And same for you, Zach. I mean, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but really, like, what does SMCE, like, who do you, obviously you interact with independent agents, but how do you do that? And what do you see the value there being?
Yeah. So, I mean, the value comes from a ton of different angles. So, you know, what Becky said, you know, obviously agents do want to compare coverages, although I'm sure Coterie comes out on top most of the time. You know, since you guys are hosting, I'm going to give you as much love as possible. That's one of the powerful things about being an independent agent is you're using your expertise and your advice to point your client in the right direction. And you can't do that if you only offer them one or two options, right? So we provide agents a way to actually get those quotes, make sure that they're actually bindable, not just indications, and then actually have a side-by-side comparison that they can then download and send off to their clients, right? That's one thing that our agents love is that side-by-side PDF, because it shows how much work you did, right? Even though SMCE is saving you a ton of time because you're only submitting one application, you're getting all those quotes back. And the big thing is too, they're actually bindable. I can't say that enough because there's a lot of raters out there that just provide indications. And then you show it to your client, you go to bind it and it goes up by 30%. It's not great, right? So not the best experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a really great call out on the bindable aspect of it, because I obviously the direct feedback from agents, that has been a huge unique identifier for SMCE. So awesome. Thank you both for that. So really just kind of getting into, you know, what we want to talk about today is really understanding independent agents and how the value that they bring to the small commercial experience, right? So starting with you first, Zach, I think since you have the mic, we'll ask you, how do you think that independent agents are uniquely positioned to, you know, understand and be the experts really on coverage for their small businesses?
So it depends on obviously the size of the independent agent, but what we've seen with most of the agencies we deal with is they're small to medium size, right? So they're not these huge brokerages that are only targeting middle to top of the market. So you can give those small commercial clients that white glove treatment that the middle market gets, right? And SMCE helps you with that by saving you time quoting. So that way you can actually spend more time consulting with the client. You don't have to spend hours just going from carrier portal to carrier portal, filling out and getting those quotes back. But that's mostly how these agents can help is you want to rely on your expertise. You've actually done it. You have that experience. That's more than just going than if they just went online and got coverage, right? That's so much more valuable. I think there's a stat out there, even, you know, millennials, even 67% still want the advice of a trusted advisor when it comes to any kind of financial decision. Yeah. So that's important. I fall in the millennial category. I always consult my agent, right? I you know, when I was in college, yeah, I would do like renter's insurance through Geico or something like that. But now that I actually have a house, I have a car, I have stuff that I legitimately care about. And it's the same thing from a business standpoint. You want somebody that knows what they're talking about. And that's where the independent agents come in.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really great point. Becky, what about you? Would you have anything different or unique to add to that?
I think just overall that a lot of times people are very comfortable, you know, keying in their information, typing in their name, address, phone number, right, their sales, whatever. But when it comes down to those coverage selections and the advice, or I've heard a lot of people too, they go completely without an agent, and then at claim time, right? That's where that value, that moment of truth seeps in. And so they want to have someone to walk them through that claims process. Most of us won't have a claim in our lifetime, especially on our business, right? So when you when the rubber meets the road and you want to say, you know, is this a fair payout? What do I need to do? That's where you want an independent agent to, so if you're, you know, uncomfortable with a certificate or a contract, those are the moments that you want an agent to reach out to you. And I think just to Zach's point, like, people are very comfortable providing information. They just, when it comes down to the decision-making and being a trusted advisor, that's where the agent really steps in and makes that process, just provides that ease in the process.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And you think about it, even home-based businesses, right? Like through COVID, we've seen such a surge in home-based businesses, and they're all so unique. So it's like having, you know, that expert within an agent to be able to talk to about understanding those unique coverages is invaluable, really. And that kind of leads into my next question. So I'll start with you, Becky. What do you think are those specific things, like pieces of information or details about the business that the agent should be asking, maybe at the beginning and also throughout the relationship with a small business client? I think I might have.
Assets? Like, can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I can. I think I froze for a second. Go ahead.
Okay. Just protecting their assets. So one of the things I've always talked to agents about when it comes to building value in business personal property, so much of our other insurance, the check goes to somebody else. Like, think about it. If there's a slip and fall, if there's a work comp claim, if there's an auto claim, typically someone else is always getting those checks. But when it comes to protecting your business assets and protecting your business building and business personal property and even business income, like, those are the things that where I think an agent can really provide value and ask those questions. So you might think your business is only worth $250,000 in building, but then when you really talk about, well, how much would it take for you to rebuild? What are the construction costs? Do you think you could really get that piece of machinery in 3 months, or is there a back order of 6 months? Those are the value adds I think agents can really bring. And then making sure that their businesses haven't changed. So, you know, you talk to them about their liability exposure, and then you realize, oh, maybe they're doing something a little bit different, or they need a professional liability policy because the exposures that they had 2 years ago, they're now more of a trusted advisor to somebody else. And so they're a consultant and they have a professional exposure. Like, those kind of conversations about updating policies and understanding their business risks are also where the agents really come into play.
Yeah, that's huge. That definitely makes a lot of sense in that, you know, the business is unique and it's going to potentially change over time. So really having that continual assessment. So similar to you, Zach, what would you say agents, what sort of information can they both gain and or share with their small business clients and prospects?
Becky summed up a lot of it, right? Yeah. So you did a great job. I mean, I just can't emphasize enough, just like an annual review process, just putting that into place with every client that you have, because stuff does change and stuff that they're not even going to think about affecting their insurance at all. But when you look at it from the lens of an insurance agent and you're actually looking at this every day, you're going to pick out things that client has no idea even changes their risk or anything like that. So that's the information you can share, or that they can share with you. Any kind of information you can share with them about potential risks and things like that is great. And it's always good to just touch base with your clients. I think Zywave has something like Broker Briefcase that just has like a bunch of commercial content that you can send out. All of that stuff is great, right? You want to personalize it as much as possible, but let's face it, not every independent agency is even going to have a marketing person. So as much as you can do to get out there, it is going to help you out in the long run and just keep you front of mind with your clients.
Yeah.
I love the automated touch points. I think those are fantastic just to trigger people to think about their insurance needs and risks and, you know, reaching out to them. They might not even reach out to you on, you know, if you're asking a question about, have you looked at your deductible, right? They might be like, oh yeah, but I haven't, but now I did buy a new vehicle or something like that. So just kind of staying in front of the insured or even a prospect with the value you can bring is.
Yeah. And I feel great. Like this stuff's been around for so long, more on like the personal line side of things, but it applies just as much to commercial, right? So whether it's like social media, but it's just a different aspect of social media, right? Or it's sending out emails. It's just a different angle that you're taking on that email, but you can still automate it in the same way. And I always say this every time, automation's great, but it multiplies your efforts, it also multiplies your mistakes. So you need to make sure that you do it in the right way. And also try and make it as personable as possible.
Yeah, agreed. I think, you know, that's a great point because, you know, small business owners, they are individuals at the end of the day, right? And so they, again, want to know that you're that trusted advisor, but then you're also catering whatever it is that you're providing, whatever value information to their unique needs. So I think that's really important thing to touch on. Yeah. And really a great way to kind of segue into like thinking about the technology aspect, right? Because I think that's where we both companies, Coterie and Simsy, really, really are strong players in this space. So what do you think, and I'll start with you, Zach, how can agents either A, identify technology, or what can they use, what sort of technology can they use to save both themselves and the small business owners time and money? Because everyone wants to save money.
True. So, well, if you're saving time, you should be saving money, right? So this will help both. I mean, obviously, number one, Semsi, this is, you're just teaming me up, but we're going to help you to save a ton of time. We talk to agencies all day, every day that are basically spending hours quoting, which is a problem, right? When you can spend maybe 20, 30 minutes in Semsi and actually get, I've seen agents get like 16 quotes, which is insane. We do also help small agents get more access to markets. We do have market access that allows people to access different carriers like Coterie and others as well, if they don't quite have the amount of premium you need to get that direct appointment. And then just from a technology standpoint, get a CRM, help out with some kind of email automation, and then have all of it tie together in the right way, which has always been a struggle for the insurance industry. I've been doing this for, I think, like 7 or 8 years now, as far as like insurance technology goes. It used to be like the whole insure tech industry used to be this small room with like five different companies. And now there's five different companies that perform every function, right? So we're getting to a place where stuff starts to tie together, but you got to make sure that it's not creating more work for you as the agent, right? You want to make it look like you're everywhere all at once, without burning yourself out, right? So however technology can help you to do that, that's going to be a win for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. I think it's consistent with feedback that we've heard from agents in that place. What about you, Becky? Any thoughts about, you know, just technology and how it can best be leveraged?
Yeah. So I think building like the right tech stack. So how do your technologies that you're investing in really play well together and, you know, suit multiple needs? Sometimes it's not just about kind of buying one suite of products and then being tied to that completely. It's like, how do you make things work together and work within your workflows, and focusing on like the processes and the people. So, you know, if it's a touch point that you don't want to lose with your customer, perhaps there is ways to automate it, but but you don't want to maybe miss it altogether. I also think agency owners and their operations teams or managers really need to focus in on, you know, how do we make this for our people and work for them to help their lives, make their lives easier, but also contribute to the growth of the company. So not just buying technology because it's cool, but really buying technology and investing in technology that solves a problem for your people to make them more efficient and to make them better advocates for their customers.
Yeah, really great point. Becky, you kind of said exactly what I was thinking of, just not, you know, honing on certain technology because it's popular. A lot of other, you know, competitors or maybe, you know, are using it. So I think that's something that's definitely important for agents to think through. And then really with that, I guess the next question would be, you know, obviously honing in on the relationship between, you know, Coterie and Simsy. A, maybe you could help us understand, and I'll start with you, Becky, like what drove us as Coterie to think of Simsy as a great partner, someone that we really want to be partnered with? And then B, how are we leveraging that partnership now to serve our independent agents?
Yeah, so Simsy is one of the many, you know, leaders of technology and making, I think, bridging a good gap between what a carrier can offer. So offering simplistic integrations for us, right, that makes our lives easier, but also really keeps the independent agent at the center of the technology and it's easy for them to use. The price point all around for the agent and for carriers is, you know, really great. You hate to recommend technology to that's like so expensive that nobody could even really implement it or use it. I don't think that helps anybody, but like the simplicity, the ease of use agent-centric technology is really what we were looking for. And the fact that now SEMCI is also offering market access too, I think just helps open up a whole new world for agents that, you know, might not have even heard of Coterie, that allows them to get in the door to work with us too. Makes life easier for us as well.
Yeah, agreed. I remember the first time I saw a SEMCI demo, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, I'm not even an insurance like expert, but this is super simple and easy. So great plug for you. And same to you, Zach. I mean, you mentioned you have, you know, many carriers, some probably legacy on the platform, but what about Coterie? What makes the partnership unique and very important for agents?
Yeah, I mean, so you kind of said it right there, like they're not a legacy carrier, right? So, you know, you guys are awesome. You're very like tech forward, you know, all about integrating with other technologies. I love all the carriers on our platform. But the problem is carriers are inherently a little bit behind when it comes to tech, for the most part, at least. And it's a lot of the ones that are smaller, it's just because they don't have the resources to build out everything they need all at once, right? They've got a lot of different stuff going on, and it is what it is. But from a Coterie standpoint, you're just very forward thinking. You're solving problems, I feel like, before agents even realize they have them, which is amazing. Just different things that I've seen. I think one of them was like, it was like a client facing form. And I've met a couple of Coterie people at different conferences, and you guys really know what you're doing, right? So from a SEMCI standpoint, it's great to have partners like you and obviously all of our other carriers. But anything that we can do to make the independent agent's life better is the goal of, I guess, all of our companies, right?
Yeah, 100%. So with that, I guess, well, really the natural next question would be, how would an agent get started with SEMCI?
So you can go to our website. You can, there's a button that just says book a demo. That's going to be the best way to do it. So go to our website, click book a demo. That'll get you to someone on my team. They'll walk you through SEMCI, how everything works, how the integration works, the pricing, which is super simple. It's $199 a month. There's no setup fees. There's no long-term contracts, just a month-to-month deal. And we'll even give you, if you say you found us through Coterie, we'll give you a 30-day free trial so you can actually test things out and get rolling.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks. So definitely have that information for those joining us today. And then Becky, same for you. How would an agent get started with Coterie if they were interested?
So I would say their first line of defense is if you're on a platform, you know, if you're on SEMCI and you're interested, now that you've heard more about us, you want to sign up, you can certainly reach out to Zach and his team to say, hey, how do you get us connected with Coterie? We'd love to make sure we make that connection that you're a SEMCI agent right away. It also helps with the technology piece of getting that connected. Otherwise, our website also has, you know, become a producer information right there. Feel free to reach out to anyone on our sales team as well, just about how to start a partnership. And we love getting referrals from folks like SEMCI to say, hey, we've got a good partner for you, or we've got an agency that's already using our technology and we think they could benefit from, you know, not only the speed, but the breadth of appetite that Coterie brings to their carrier panel.
Yeah, 100%. It's really kind of unique, I'd say, for agents who are just coming into the small commercial space. So maybe they've been focused on personal lines and now they're looking to jump into small commercial. What's like the one biggest piece of advice that you would give? And I'll start with you, Zach.
So one first piece of advice, go to SEMCI.com, SEMSEE.com/Coterie, and click book a demo and book a demo with SEMCI. Other than that, do as much as you can, right? It seems like every personal lines agent that I talk to, they seem a little bit timid and a little bit afraid to dive right into commercial. It's the same thing. It's a little bit more complicated, but all you have to do is dive in and then you'll learn as you go, right? And if you use a tool like SEMCI, what's kind of great is because of the way our application is built, we almost have like bumpers on the application, right? It's like bumper bowling where we're not going to let you go outside the rails, right? You can set your presets and things like that so you know exactly what you're getting out of each application. And then join someone that actually has a good amount of market access. It's tough to be tied to one carrier. I don't know about Coterie. I don't know how much, if you guys have like a minimum or anything like that, but that's the hard part. And with getting direct appointments. So make sure that you have access to multiple carriers, but also don't get too tied down, right? And I don't want to talk about other, you know, aggregators, but just don't get committed to something that you'll outgrow, right?
Yeah, no, really good piece of advice. What about you, Becky?
I would say my, like, if you're new to small commercial or new to commercial insurance, like, learn as much as you can and find a great mentor. And sometimes that mentor will be a company rep, right, that wants to help grow the business, but will teach you and work with you. Finding a sales mentor, but also an insurance mentor, just so you can be that trusted advisor. I can just see, like, mentoring and coaching going so far for new agents. And just, you know, don't be afraid to put yourself out there, and also, like, use social media. Like, yeah, use it to your, especially everyone kind of starts with that friends and family group, right? That circle first, but social media has just such a far reach. And I think you'll just see, see more and more as you push and grow in that direction.
Yeah.
Another thing, and just to hop in, I mean, find a market that is super competitive, right? Like, find a carrier like a Coterie or somebody else that has an appetite in your market for a specific class of business, and just find everybody that owns a business like that,
yeah,
right? That's pretty much it. Because if you find some a carrier that is going to win 80 to 85% of the time that you quote with them, I mean, why would someone not talk to you about saving money, right? There's literally no reason why they wouldn't. All you have to do is find them. There's a ton of different ways. I mean, you can find them based on the, like, SIC or SIC code online. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's literally resources at, like, the public library where you can go and you can pull lists of businesses based on class codes and reach out to those owners.
Yeah.
Right. There's no excuse for, like, resources or anything like that. Get a library card, go to the library, find the businesses, call them.
Yeah.
Reference USA, I think, is one that the libraries that you can just get business information. And I guess, like, with that too, is, like, having a niche and having our niche and really building out your expertise will, like, you'll just learn so much from that repetition, right? And then you can expand from there. But if you want to write, you know, barbershops and beauty salons for the first 6 months, I mean, the possibilities are endless, right? Every town has at least one, some have 3,000, you know, whatever it might be, if that's your area of expertise, and then you just continue to repeat, get good at it, understand your coverages, build. And I think that's great advice, Zach.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love both of you had really great advice on that and for that for new agents. So I hope our audience really enjoyed this. It was actually super informative for me too. So I hope everyone enjoyed it and really appreciate time for being here today. Again, if you have any questions, you can definitely visit Simsy's website at simsy.com. And then coterieinsurance.com as well for any questions. We also have, like, a fully built out producer resources page. So if you're just kind of looking for quick resources to get started with Coterie, definitely start there. We do have, and just one shameless plug for our Facebook community, we have called Agency Night. So it's a fun Facebook group. So again, if you're in the personal side and interested in getting started on small commercial, check out that group as well, because it's a great way to network and kind of meet other small commercial agents. But with that, I want to thank both our panelists, Zach and Becky, for your time. Really appreciated. Learned a lot more about both of you here, and hope everyone has a great rest of the day. And just a quick reminder, this has been recorded. So if you want to reference it back, you can always do that after the fact as well. But thank you, everyone, for your time today, and have a great rest of the week. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.